all is my reflection. I like what I see. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. All is my reflection. I like what I see. As I look around the world and as I look around my life, I see everything in divine order. I see everything harmonious. I see everything beautiful. I see everything joyful. I see everything exciting. I look around my world and I see all that I see to be beautiful and good. I make my choice of what I look at. Now, I might ask myself, how can I look around the world and see all that is beautiful and good when around my world there are things that appear to be not beautiful and good? Am I going to ignore the reality, the facts? Am I going to ignore the appearances as they stand? Or am I going to stand forth and see only the truth, see only that which really is, and look at the objective world and say, wow, that's what it is. That's what it is. I can do either, and either way is okay. One is more normal, where I look at the world and see the reality that appears to be, or I look at the world and see what I want to see. Now, if I have a heart filled with love, I go around looking at love in anything I see. When my heart is filled with love, I see everything as lovely. I see everyone as lovely. I see all the experiences I have as lovely. I see everything as good and very good, and I'm a very happy guy. Now, what about the guy who doesn't have lovely things to look at? He looks at the world and he sees unhappiness, and he sees experiences that are painful and difficult, and he says, well, my world's not as lovely as yours, so therefore I cannot see it looking lovely. And I say to him, well, perhaps you have one or two experiences that say to you your world is not lovely, and these one or two experiences predominate in your mind, take over all your thinking, take over all your attitudes. Now, let's just turn that around a little bit. Instead of giving so much attention to these few little things that are bothering you, although they may be monumental, they may be tremendous, let's start looking at the beautiful things. A person may have a very bad headache, a very bad headache, and the doorbell rings and someone tells them they have some good news. They have just won a great and wonderful prize. And they look at the person astounded first because their head was thumping, and then they forget their thumping head and they say, wow, what a glorious prize. I'm going to do so many things with this prize. Wow, thank you, thank you, thank you, yo. And their headache is gone. Now, that's a real headache. That's a headache that was caused by something inside of the mind, that was caused by something inside the body, that was caused. And all of a sudden, it's gone away. You see, our problems are more mental than we realize. Our problems are more our thought than we realize. Our problems are more conditioned by what's going on in us than we realize. Now, you say, well, hey, I've got cancer. Now, that's something very real. Oh, you betcha it's very real. You've done a marvelous job in creating that. Well, you're making it sound very light. Yes, and I want to make it sound very light. The thing is, we make things sound so heavy, and then they become heavier and heavier until they take us away. Now, is that the direction we want to go? Well, it's the only way. It's what happens. No, it's not the only way, and it's not what happens. What happens is that we give our thought to it, we give our attention to it, and we give our attention to this negative condition. We call it cancer. We give our attention to it, and pretty soon it just claims us. Now, a lot of people have overcome cancer. They have completely washed it out of their soul, and then they got it back again. Well, now, why did they get it back again? Was it some little cancer cell in their body? Well, now, medical science tells us that in our body is every negative cell or positive cell that ever existed. every possibility of a cancer, every possibility of a cold, every possibility of wholeness and right action. All these things exist in us and always will and always did. Now, what are we going to meditate on? Are we going to meditate on the appearances? That seems quite real. Or are we going to meditate on the fact that we just won a great prize and a great deal of money, and now our thought and our attention is on, man, what a wonderful thing. Man, I can spend that. I can do all sorts of good things. Wow, wow, wow. And we're no longer thinking of the problem. Oh, but the problem comes back. That's right. When we start thinking about the problem, the problem comes back. When we are so busy in our consciousness thinking about other things, thinking about positive things, thinking, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, thinking, I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace, thinking these positive thoughts, meditating on these positive ideas, then these positive ideas take over. And pretty soon, just like the sickness, it claimed our attention totally. The positive thoughts can claim our attention totally, and in our meditation, we think on these positive thoughts, we think on these positive thoughts, and not only in our meditation, but our meditation is every time we think, of course, but it's all the time thinking positive thoughts. Ah, I feel so wonderful, I feel so good, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. Go around saying that to yourself, saying it and saying it. Build up that in your consciousness. And you watch. Anything that is something you don't want in your consciousness fades away because it doesn't get any attention. Meditate on those things that give you the result you want. Because those things that give you the result you want are the only things that are worthwhile meditating on. Now, what are you going to meditate on today? What am I going to meditate on today? I'm going to meditate on the good stuff. You can be sure of that. Because nothing else makes any difference, and I do not intend to give any attention to anything other than what I really want to have. This is the choice we make. Do you want to make it for yourself? Well, then get busy. Get busy. Start living your life. I'm whole and perfect, not I'm sick. Live your life. I like me. I'm divine order. I'm peace. Not, oh, my body is in such terrible shape, my mind is in such terrible shape, everything's in such terrible shape. Don't give that any power. It doesn't deserve it, and it shouldn't have it. So, my beloveds, all is my reflection, and I like what I see. All is my reflection, and I like what I see. I meditate on that, I empower that, I bring that forth in my life, in my affairs, in my world, and that's all that matters. Because that's who I am, and that's where I'm going, and that's all that is important to me in my life. I like to share that with you and say that with you because it is true. Practice it and enjoy it, and it's for you. I love you. I love you. I love you.